anything but ordinary. Written by Screaming at the Stars. Read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom, The Owl House. Luz was many things. Energetic, caring, loyal. More than a little reckless at times, and less than adept at slowing down and thinking things through. She was all action, no planning, with a heart full of good intentions and a head full of thoughts that ran too fast for anyone, even herself at times, to follow. But she wasn't stupid. She wasn't totally oblivious, as much as it might have seemed that way on the outside. She noticed things, even if she didn't always bring them up or remember them. The way Amity reacted around her, though, that was one thing she definitely wouldn't be forgetting anytime soon. Those lingering glances, the near constant blushing, the softened voice. Luz had seen it all before. In books and movies and shows and fanfictions, hundreds, thousands of times over. She knew what it meant, what the implications were. She knew. She saw. She felt. Oh boy, the things she felt. Deep down in her heart where she couldn't fool herself about what they were. So many emotions were filling her up, wanting to overflow and make her do something crazy, like she always did. Something like confronting Amity about all the signs, or confessing her feelings, or even just letting Willow and Gus in on the fact that she could tell what was going on, and a big part of her wanted to let it happen, thinking about what it would be like to let everything out, to maybe even get to hold Amity in her arms, made her whole body buzz with excited energy. Except it couldn't happen, because Luz wasn't a part of this world. She wasn't meant to stay here and become a witch's apprentice, or to fall in love with a magical, wonderful witch girl with green hair and a pretty smile. Her home was with her mommy, back through a portal in the human world, where magic wasn't real and Luz herself was nothing more than a weirdo who obsessed over obscure anime and a dorky children's book series. Her future was one of constantly trying and failing and trying again to fit in with a crowd, to change herself in order to make other people more comfortable. An eternal struggle to be ordinary. Besides, even if she weren't doomed to leave the Boiling Isles one day, things could never work out between her and Amity. Amity was so perfect. Well, no, not perfect, but like she walked out of the pages of a book where she was the protagonist, smart and strong and so, so sweet. Luz was an awkward, wild mess. She made up expressions left and right when she couldn't think of the right ones. She talked too loud when she was supposed to be quiet. She stood out like an annoying neon sign, no matter what she tried to do. Why would someone as amazing as Amity ever want someone like her? Why smile and blush at Luz when she could have literally any other witch in the whole world she put her mind to wooing? It didn't make sense. And so, maybe it wasn't real. Just another one of Luz's elaborate fantasies, holding her back from fixing her quirks and being normal. Either way, it was all a pointless point. Human, human world, witch, demon realm. Special magical destiny for Amity. Boring, mold-feeling for Luz. it had to be like that. Acting on what she wanted wasn't an option. Unless, what if it was? What if she said all that, forcing herself and her heart to conform, fitting the norm, changing who she was to make life easier, aside, and simply followed her heart? What if she stopped worrying about what her mother would think when she got home, or what her human peers would think, or what she was supposed to be? What if Luz let herself be who she actually was? What then? The possibilities, she realized, were all but infinite. She could tell Amity that she had feelings for her, too. Instead of pretending she didn't notice, she could be as weird and odd and magical as she really was. She could be happy. She could make her own decisions. She could embrace all of the things that made her different from everyone else. There was a bright future ahead of her, one that she couldn't quite see yet, but it was within reach. All she had to do was choose to go through that door, take that step, carpe that diem, learn wild magic, get her girl. Who wanted to be ordinary anyway? The end.